to the Markets Today pre-market podcast. My name is Oliver Matthew. It is Tuesday, the 5th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this podcast, it is general advice only. So please do your own research and contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, insights, and ideas in this podcast. Henry was on the ABC breakfast this morning, if you managed to catch him, talking about how the reporting season went. There always seems to be a main word for each reporting season they were talking about. Resilience was what every company was stating after the world returned to normal after COVID. And now cost management seems to have cropped up a lot more often than not. He also spoke about the gold price hitting record highs, and the news presenter asked him why. As I'm sure most Markets Today members would know, it's because bond yields have been dropping again. This despite plenty of Fed officials going on record to say how strong the US economy is, and there's just no rush to cut rates. To the markets now, and Wall Street had a small drop overnight, nothing too serious. The Dow Jones lost 98 points, or 0.25%. The S&P went down 0.12%, and the Nasdaq, the worst, went down 0.4%. No major news or reasons for the drop. Most investors and traders simply waiting for the next piece of big news, which is economic this week. We've got some central bank events on Thursday and Friday, and the US weekly jobs report. Powell's semi-annual testimony to the Senate Banking Committee is on Thursday, but it's usually a non-event. To the S&P sectors, and the best performing sectors were utilities, financials, real estate, and basic materials, with the worst being consumer cyclicals and energy. Energy falling a bit as the oil price drops. WTI down 1.5% and Brent down 0.6% after a bit of a weekend bounce following that Aramco decision to curb production over Q2. Gold, as mentioned, hit record highs, up 1.5% overnight to $2,115. And lithium had a sharp rise. Lithium's traded in quite a few different markets, but this one was on the Chinese market. It rose 6.9%. But that being said, US lithium stocks got hammered overnight after some large gains. Albemarle, for example, down 6.7%. SQM down 6.4%. And Standard Lithium down 12.8%. So a very volatile sector, of course, at the moment. And we can expect, despite that commodity price rise, that our own lithium stocks, Min, PLS, etc., will probably have a pretty bad day. In big tech, Nvidia keeps on rising, up 3.6%. More headlines today about Nvidia and how it's big and getting bigger. Intel also up strongly, 4.1%, while Tesla was the biggest loser, down 7.2%. Apple also had a nasty session, down 2.5%, after news came through that they're going to be hit with a $2 billion EU antitrust fine in the Spotify case. Bitcoin, everyone's talking about again, was up another huge 7.2% overnight, now trading at $67,000. There were some headlines yesterday of an Australian ETF to give us some exposure to Bitcoin. Currently, the only way to officially get Bitcoin exposure is to open up a international trading account and buy the new US Bitcoin ETF, now closing in on its record high, which was set back in late 2021. European markets had a similarly slightly down session. The Stoxx 600 fairly flat. The English FTSE down 0.55%. The German DAX down 0.1%, while France and Spain had slight gains. Both BHP and Rio fell in the US. BHP down 0.48 and Rio down 0.45. And I'll finish off with some headlines for today. US yields rise ahead of Powell's testimony and jobs data. European stocks hover near record high at the start of busy week. Bitcoin bursts above 65,000. Record high comes into view. Trump wins Colorado ballot disqualification case at the US Supreme Court. Companies, JetBlue, Spirit Airlines call off $3.8 billion merger deal on antitrust hurdle. Tesla falls after China sales fell in February. The US FAA hits Boeing 737 MAX production for weak quality control. No surprises there. Target set for sales rebound in 2024 despite holiday blues. In commodities, oil settles lower on weak demand despite OPEC cutting extension. Gold advances to 3-month high. Canada and Australia boost collaboration on critical minerals. Europe to battle with US for aluminium if EU opts for Russian ban. Shrinking surplus suggests end to 2-year nickel price slide. Maybe some relief for the struggling Australian miners of nickel. London gold price benchmark its all-time high. And finally, copper gains capped by persistent demand concerns. That's all for today. The SPI futures are down 3 points currently, pointing to a flat open following the US. Most likely a quiet day on the cards, as we, as well as the rest of the world, await those economic indicators later in the week. You will have an excellent day, and we will be back with the Members Podcast at midday. Bye, Marcus.